Welcome to the Voice of Truth on 103.3 WAJR-FM, the radio broadcast ministry of Christian Apostolic Church in Clarksburg, West Virginia. And now, your host, author, teacher, and pastor, Doug Joseph.
We are so excited about a genuine miracle that has happened, and we want to bring you up to date on it. Many of you heard our mention of it in last week's broadcast. You may have seen it on the television or heard about it on the radio or read about it in the newspaper. It is so awesome. A young man in our church, 18-year-old Zach Sandy, was struck by lightning and instantly killed on Wednesday, July 11. And then just within hours after that death by lightning, he was awake, talking, laughing, walking, eating. And the hospital couldn't find anything wrong with him other than his quickly healing burns. The lightning should have destroyed his organs, but it didn't. The burns should have quickly gotten worse, but instead they got better. His mind should have been damaged by being without breath or pulse for somewhere between 30 to 40 minutes, but he is perfectly sharp. The old Zach is there with regard to his sense of humor, his wit, his intellect, his memories. It is phenomenal. It is just a miracle. First, let me read to you an eyewitness testimony from my friend Bradley Glaspell, who is a cousin to Zach. This is what he wrote. 1 week ago today, I sat and waited to see if Zach would call me. I was going to pick him up and bring him to youth camp for the day. At 7:30, he called, and I started a life-changing journey. Around 9:15, I picked up Zach. We were back at camp and in service around 10:30. Brother Caleb Tisdale preached that morning. In his closing, he directed us to ask for miracles for ourselves, for our family, and for our church. I'd love to know what Zach asked for. I believe he got a miracle for all three. About noon, the service ended. They were going to have games. Zach offered to be a Glaspell for a day and win some for us. He and Jess went off laughing and saying, "Brothers for a day." I went back to my room and took a nap. About 2, I decided to get up and go play ball with the kids. I walked out to the ball field with everyone, but then decided not to play. I watched for a while, but I couldn't get my boys to play, so I said, "I'm going to go back to the gym." I started to walk away while texting when I heard a loud crack of lightning. I jumped and threw my phone. Brother Colvin and I were laughing because he had seen me throw my phone. Then a kid ran by and said someone got hit with lightning. I said, "Not even funny." The next kid ran by and said, "It's true. The blonde-headed kid got hit." At first, I thought it was Adam, my boy. Then Jess and my boys came running and said, "It's Zach." I took off running. I saw Caleb Tisdale over Zach. On my way across the field, I saw as he started CPR. For about 10 minutes, we prayed and cried, and then cried and prayed some more. I lay on my belly, hugging Zach's head, begging God, "Please, no, please, no." Brother Ralph Tisdale, local pastor and superintendent of West Virginia District of the Assemblies of the Lord Jesus Christ, Brother Yadernochek, camp speaker for that week, who pastors in Ohio, and Brother Caleb Tisdale, son of the aforementioned superintendent, were on their knees around Zach. When I first got to Zach, his body was smoking like it had just come out of an oven. Brother Nelson and Brother Workman soon joined us in prayer. After checking several times and finding no pulse, I phoned Zach's father, Brother Russell Sandy, affectionately known as Bud. It was the hardest call I have ever made. After several more phone calls, probably 5 to 10 minutes had gone by. Caleb continued CPR until the EMS showed up. Note, 911 call center records and EMS reports indicate that the response time was about 11 minutes or so. They worked on him for a while out on the ground. Then they moved him into the van. I began to walk away, praying and crying. My dad came over the hill. I told him, "Dad, Zach's dead." We drove back down to the EMS vehicle and stood outside as they worked on him. I heard an EMS paramedic ask, "You want to call it?" referring to calling the time of death. Another paramedic said, "No, keep working." I said, "Oh, Dad, pray. Lay your hands on the van and pray." We did. After we called on Jesus, a paramedic jumped out of the van and said, "We have a pulse." I estimate that Zach had been gone for around 30 minutes. All the records and several efforts to account for the series of events back up my estimate and show that it could have been even longer. The ambulance headed to Camden Clark Hospital. We met them there and we waited for good news. Wow, what a work God has done since then. Today, 1 week later, that which was dead is alive and headed to Morgantown and soon home. I want to share this so that it may raise the faith of God's people everywhere. I will never tire of telling what God has done. That's the conclusion of the eyewitness account by Bradley Glaspell, a cousin to Zach Sandy. Let me add that when Zach was struck, the lightning entered into the top of the back of his head and singed and burned his hair and scalp as it moved down his neck. It left a purple track mark about an inch and a half wide down his spine and second-degree burns. It also left second-degree burns on his arm and his right side as it headed toward his phone that was in his back pocket. The lightning stopped off and fried his phone, shattering the screen, popping off a cover and melting some of the buttons, and then continued down both of his legs and blew holes in his tennis shoes as it exited his body. The lightning on the right side of his body burned his clothing and singed it and melted it. His undershirt was melted and fused to his outer shirt. The sport pants that he was wearing were melted in two all the way down the outside of the right pants leg. People who know about this sort of thing estimate that 20 to 40,000 volts of electricity went through Zach. Now, from a medical standpoint, to be without pulse and breath for 30 to 40 minutes would obviously do a great deal of brain damage. By the grace of the Lord, evangelist Caleb Tisdale knows CPR. He was one of the four or five or six people, I don't remember exactly how many, were knocked down by the lightning blast that literally shook the ground. He was one of them. He was taken to his knees by the lightning blast. He ran to Zach and fairly immediately began CPR. And so, by the grace of God, we credit this instant CPR, which was then picked up and continued by the EMS, with the fact that Zach has no brain damage. Lightning can very quickly superheat the marrow of the bone to 190 degrees. And normally, even if you can get a pulse back and get respiration started again, the person will die from being cooked to death from the inside out. And this is why early on they cautioned us not to be optimistic. They warned us about the fact that his internal organs were likely to be damaged. Probably his kidneys would not work. At the earliest time after they got a pulse, he had blood in his urine and this caused alarm. But we just kept going to God in prayer. We prayed for no brain damage. There was no brain damage. We prayed for no organ damage. There was no organ damage. Currently, Zach is up, laughing, talking, walking, and over time, as the propofol sedative was wearing off, which hindered Zach's appetite, there was a time where he kind of atrophied a bit from not eating, but within a very short time, he began to eat. His digestive system picked up and began to function normally, and he quickly regained his ability to walk. And Zach, who, as you know, feels his call to preach, he had an opportunity to take a scholarship and play football at the college level. He turned it down because of his call to preach. He felt that that would distract him too much from his calling. But you can imagine his excitement when he was visited yesterday by the West Virginia University men's basketball team and by players from the West Virginia University football team. They presented him with some gifts and sat down and heard the miraculous testimony giving glory to God. We are so thankful for what God has done. And as we go into this song by Phillips Craig and Dean, I encourage you to just join us in giving honor and glory and praise to the Lord God Almighty, who has raised up Zach Sandy, 18 years old, raised him up from the dead after being struck by lightning and killed. Just as a reminder, you can get full details, the latest updates, photos, videos from news, television stations, and more at cac.wvupci.com/Zach. That's C-A-C-H. Again, that's cac.wvupci.com/Zach. From their album, Top of My Lungs, this is Phillips Craig and Dean singing I Will Boast.
Let not the wise man boast in his wisdom, or the strong man boast in his strength. Let not the rich man boast in his riches, but let the humble come and give thanks to the one who made us, the one.
Just joined us, you're listening to The Voice of Truth, the radio broadcast of Christian Apostolic Church, a United Pentecostal church in Clarksburg, West Virginia. I'm your host, Pastor Doug Joseph. We are oneness, we are Pentecostal, and we are holiness, and we are rejoicing in the great miracle that God has raised up 18-year-old Zach Sandy from the dead after being struck and killed by lightning. In just a few moments, we're going to replay some of what we just aired earlier, the eyewitness testimony of our friend Bradley Glaspell, who was there the day the lightning struck and killed Zach. Before we replay that, let me just mention that some weeks before he was struck and killed by lightning, Zach posted on his Facebook, "I'm not lucky, I'm blessed." And this has in fact become the theme, because people have tried to deny the miracle by saying that Zach was simply lucky. But when you look at the clothing that was seared, melted, burned, and singed by the lightning, his phone that was destroyed by the lightning, holes blown in his shoes by the lightning, second-degree burns on his body, deep purple track marks as the lightning traveled through him, you cannot deny the miracle. He's not lucky. He is blessed. Blessed with a miracle of life. Here's the replay. We are so excited about a genuine miracle that has happened, and we want to bring you up to date on it. Many of you heard our mention of it in last week's broadcast. You may have seen it on the television or heard about it on the radio or read about it in the newspaper. It is so awesome. A young man in our church, 18-year-old Zach Sandy, was struck by lightning and instantly killed on Wednesday, July 11. And then just within hours after that death by lightning, he was awake, talking, laughing, walking, eating. And the hospital couldn't find anything wrong with him other than his quickly healing burns. The lightning should have destroyed his organs, but it didn't. The burns should have quickly gotten worse, but instead they got better. His mind should have been damaged by being without breath or pulse for somewhere between 30 to 40 minutes, but he is perfectly sharp. The old Zach is there with regard to his sense of humor, his wit, his intellect, his memories. It is phenomenal. It is just a miracle. First, let me read to you an eyewitness testimony from my friend Bradley Glaspell, who is a cousin to Zach. This is what he wrote. "One week ago today, I sat and waited to see if Zach would call me. I was going to pick him up and bring him to youth camp for the day. At 7:30, he called, and I started a life-changing journey. Around 9:15, I picked up Zach. We were back at camp and in service around 10:30. Brother Caleb Tisdale preached that morning. In his closing, he directed us to ask for miracles for ourselves, for our family, and for our church. I'd love to know what Zach asked for. I believe he got a miracle for all three. About noon, the service ended. They were going to have games. Zach offered to be a Glaspell for a day and win some for us. He and Jess went off laughing and saying, 'Brothers for a day.' I went back to my room and took a nap. About 2, I decided to get up and go play ball with the kids. I walked out to the ball field with everyone, but then decided not to play. I watched for a while, but I couldn't get my boys to play, so I said, 'I'm going to go back to the gym.' I started to walk away while texting when I heard a loud crack of lightning. I jumped and threw my phone. Brother Colvin and I were laughing because he had seen me throw my phone. Then a kid ran by and said someone got hit with lightning. I said, 'Not even funny.' The next kid ran by and said, 'It's true. The blonde-headed kid got hit.' At first, I thought it was Adam, my boy. Then Jess and my boys came running and said, 'It's Zach.' I took off running. I saw Caleb Tisdale over Zach. On my way across the field, I saw as he started CPR. For about 10 minutes, we prayed and cried, and then cried and prayed some more. I lay on my belly, hugging Zach's head, begging God, 'Please, no, please, no.' Brother Ralph Tisdale, local pastor and superintendent of West Virginia District of the Assemblies of the Lord Jesus Christ, Brother Yadernichek, camp speaker for that week, who pastors in Ohio, and Brother Caleb Tisdale, son of the aforementioned superintendent, were on their knees around Zach. When I first got to Zach, his body was smoking like it had just come out of an oven. Brother Nelson and Brother Workman soon joined us in prayer. After checking several times and finding no pulse, I phoned Zach's father, Brother Russell Sandy, affectionately known as Bud. It was the hardest call I have ever made. After several more phone calls, probably 5 to 10 minutes had gone by, Caleb continued CPR until the EMS showed up. Note, 911 call center records and EMS reports indicate that the response time was about 11 minutes or so. They worked on him for a while out on the ground. Then they moved him into the van. I began to walk away, praying and crying. My dad came over the hill. I told him, "Dad, Zach's dead." We drove back down to the EMS vehicle and stood outside as they worked on him. I heard an EMS paramedic ask, "You want to call it?" referring to calling the time of death. Another paramedic said, "No, keep working." I said, "Oh, Dad, pray. Lay your hands on the van and pray." We did. After we called on Jesus, a paramedic jumped out of the van and said, "We have a pulse." I estimate that Zach had been gone for around 30 minutes. All the records and several efforts to account for the series of events back up my estimate and show that it could have been even longer. The ambulance headed to Camden Clark Hospital. We met them there and we waited for good news. Wow, what a work God has done since then. Today, 1 week later, that which was dead is alive and headed to Morgantown and soon home. I want to share this so that it may raise the faith of God's people everywhere. I will never tire of telling what God has done. That's the conclusion of the eyewitness account by Bradley Glaspell, a cousin to Zach Sandy. Let me add that when Zach was struck, the lightning entered into the top of the back of his head and singed and burned his hair and scalp as it moved down his neck. It left a purple track mark about an inch and a half wide down his spine and second-degree burns. It also left second-degree burns on his arm and his right side as it headed toward his phone that was in his back pocket. The lightning stopped off and fried his phone, shattering the screen, popping off a cover and melting some of the buttons, and then continued down both of his legs and blew holes in his tennis shoes as it exited his body. The lightning on the right side of his body burned his clothing and singed it and melted it. His undershirt was melted and fused to his outer shirt. The sport pants that he was wearing were melted in two all the way down the outside of the right pants leg. People who know about this sort of thing estimate that 20 to 40,000 volts of electricity went through Zach. Now, from a medical standpoint, to be without pulse and breath for 30 to 40 minutes would obviously do a great deal of brain damage. By the grace of the Lord, evangelist Caleb Tisdale knows CPR. He was one of the four or five or six people, I don't remember exactly how many, were knocked down by the lightning blast that literally shook the ground. He was one of them. He was taken to his knees by the lightning blast. He ran to Zach and fairly immediately began CPR. And so, by the grace of God, we credit this instant CPR, which was then picked up and continued by the EMS, with the fact that Zach has no brain damage. Lightning can very quickly superheat the marrow of the bone to 190 degrees. And normally, even if you can get a pulse back and get respiration started again, the person will die from being cooked to death from the inside out. And this is why early on they cautioned us not to be optimistic. They warned us about the fact that his internal organs were likely to be damaged. Probably his kidneys would not work. At the earliest time after they got a pulse, he had blood in his urine and this caused alarm. But we just kept going to God in prayer. We prayed for no brain damage. There was no brain damage. We prayed for no organ damage. There was no organ damage. Currently, Zach is up, laughing, talking, walking. And over time, as the propofol sedative was wearing off, which hindered Zach's appetite, there was a time where he kind of atrophied a bit from not eating. But within a very short time, he began to eat. His digestive system picked up and began to function normally. And he quickly regained his ability to walk. And Zach, who, as you know, feels his call to preach, He had an opportunity to take a scholarship and play football at the college level. He turned it down because of his call to preach. He felt that that would distract him too much from his calling. But you can imagine his excitement when he was visited yesterday by the West Virginia University men's basketball team and by players from the West Virginia University football team. They presented him with some gifts and sat down and heard the miraculous testimony giving glory to God. We are so thankful for what God has done. And as we go into this song by Phillips, Craig, and Dean, I encourage you to just join us in giving honor and glory and praise to the Lord God Almighty, who has raised up Zach Sandy, 18 years old, raised him up from the dead after being struck by lightning and killed. Just as a reminder, you can get full details, the latest updates, photos, videos from news, television stations, and more at cac.wvupci.com/Zach. That's C-A-C-H. Again, that's cac.wvupci.com/Zach. From their album, Top of My Lungs, this is Phillips, Craig, and Dean singing For Your Glory.
Listening. You can reach us online at cac.us.com. Catch the Voice of Truth broadcast each Sunday morning at 11:30 right here on Talk Radio 103.3 WAJR-FM.